We all know the capacity of burial grounds in Sligo is an issue, and it was actually first brought to my attention by a family, the Cawley family, in a clear in relation to looking at columbariums. Now, I have seen in Sligo itself, Ross's Point was full, the cemetery, that actually go to Drumcliff to get buried family members, and even though they'd have members in the Ross's Point graveyard, they had to go to Drumcliff for their own burial. So in Ross's Point, a columbarium was erected there along with the Sligo Cemetery. And it gives people the option to, with the new era, you see, everyone is going, we'd say, for different crematoriums and all that, and cremations are becoming far more popular than what they would have been. Back in 2018 and 2020, it was told into councillors that did propose this before, that there'd be allocation of money the following year. And that's gone on, and it's been never allocated to it. But this needs to be looked at. As I said, it's an issue all over. And people want a different avenue. It is a cost that families have to incur in relation to the funeral. And there's different avenues that can be going. You could do a scatter garden as well, or a remembrance stone, where the ashes would be scattered in the same area, or flower beds built around it. And it's given just a different option, because the last thing you want is you want your loved ones in the same graveyard when you're visiting it with ones that have been buried there before.
Yes, councillor. And I guess a big part of it as well is that it's a big financial side in terms of obviously the scarcity of plots available. So the financial side goes up, and it sounds like you just want to provide options that people are not basing their choice solely based on a financial decision, that there should be a bit more room for that kind of thing.
Definitely. And look, since COVID, myself personally, I'm seeing far more, we'd say, funerals. And when you visit the graveyard, you can see that the air capacity is beginning to run out. Fast forward that 10, 15 years, if we have set in concrete here that columbariums will be looked at, I'll be hoping by the end of this year that we'd have something to go off. And it gives the option, as I said, to the families that they have their family buried in, I'm going to take, for argument's sake, Kilmacteig in Eclare. Their family is there. They also want to be there, but they're going the cremation ways. And at least when other family members come, they can visit the grave, and they can also visit the columbariums where the urns are.